Leisure travel to Cuba is up, even though the U.S. government doesn't officially allow it. Last year, an estimated 23,000 people from the States went to Cuba for fun. Some of those travelers weren't just on vacation. They were helping Cuban Americans circumvent the trade embargo. Commentator Anna Ebra-Flaster says the system works for her and her family in Cuba.
Right now, our best connections are a nun in Krakow and a gay Puerto Rican man in Hoboken. These are frontliners, the ones who tell Cuban Americans what people on the island need most, and then get it there, rápido, trade and travel embargo be damned. My family and I, here in the U.S., are on the supply side. We buy the stuff, get it in play, and hope for a successful mission. When the goods get from Boston to Havana in less than a week, we know things are humming along nicely. If the delivery never arrives, or an agent goes silent, we start working up new assets. Our man in Hoboken got into the business for love. He traveled to Cuba a few years ago on a whim and promptly fell in love with a man half his age with twice his dancing ability. After returning to Jersey and telling his salon customers about his new affair and his planned return to the island, he noticed a jump in the Cuban-American clientele. The old women made him an offer he couldn't refuse, a new loyal customer base at home and funding for his Caribbean love-ins. Now he charges 10% for cash deposits to addresses in Havana and $10 per pound for merchandise deliveries. For us, the trick is weighing the risk of the item shipped against the cost of the transaction and the benefit it brings the relatives in Cuba. That's where Krakow comes in. The nun works miracles via the internet from deep inside her cloister. She keeps up with the latest needs in our old neighborhood and then relays the info to us. She advised us recently to stop the shipments of heavy vitamin bottles and shoes and to focus on sewing needles, negligible in weight for the courier, immediately useful and extremely marketable at resale on the street in a country where mending clothes and cars is everybody's pastime. And what about Spanish videos? We sent one to cousins who own a VCR. Then Krakow tells us they're renting it out and to send more. Surprisingly, our family in Cuba manages to reciprocate. Of course, they find more unique gifts than we do. My aunt's first husband's niece, grateful for her new baby clothes, sent us the rosary from her grandmother's first communion. Hoboken ran into trouble last month at Jose Marti Airport. Customs confiscated the women's underwear from his suitcase, claiming that as a man on vacation, he had no use for such items. I think a female customs agent took a fancy to the printed panties and matching bras we'd sent our second cousin. For next month, I'm thinking chicken bouillon and Band-Aids. But first, I'll check in with Krakow.
Anna Ebra-Flaster lives in Lexington, Massachusetts.